reason why I developed this type of meditation is because I wanted to bring the three doshas into play to let go of what is not serving us. I'm going to go through what the meditation involves, and then I'll take you through the meditation. So it's four parts, one for each dosha, and then one to like do the manifestation. So we're going to break it into the three doshas. And as I mentioned before, we start with Kapha. Kapha is the springtime. It is the rebirth. It's the time of life when you're a baby. So we always start with Kapha. So our Kapha makes us feel like heavy, right? And what is the opposite of heavy? Light. How do we feel light? We feel light from practicing gratitude. Am I not correct, right? When we feel heavy, when we feel depressed, it's because we feel like we don't have any like options. We don't think that there's a solution. We don't think we can get out of this, right? And so depression happens. And to lift ourselves out of that, we think about all of the things that we have, all of the things that we've done, all the things that we're grateful for, not outside, not I'm grateful for my husband, I'm grateful for my business, I'm grateful for my parents or my relationship with my best friend, or I'm grateful for my dog. Leaving that out. What we're grateful for is the things that you have like accomplished in within. I'm grateful for this growth. I'm grateful for taking the time to take this course. I'm grateful for, you know, this shift that I made this year. The internal gratefulness is the what we're going to lift us up, because we want to be proud of ourselves and we want to be grateful for what we've done. We talked about we're making history. We're different than we were 10 years ago. So it's the internal stuff that we're going to focus on to lighten up our body internally. Okay. Then we're going to move on to Pitta. Now, Pitta being fiery and, you know, go, 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 and a sense of control and wanting to be perfect, right? So then during the second part of the meditation, you replay like yesterday. And some of you had a really rough day yesterday, or you replay whatever day you want. You're going to replay that day. And every time you come up across some way that you handled that day that you didn't like, that didn't align with your values or didn't align with the person that you want to be in your manifested future, you are you 2.0, that person is that's divine light. If what you said or did didn't align with that, I want you to rewrite it in your head. I want you to take that situation, completely rewrite it in alignment with the person that is that manifested person in your future, that person that you want to be, you 2.0, how would they handle the situation? How would they have done it differently? How would they have done it to align with their goals? And then replay it all out like that. And then you let go of that conversation because you replayed it. And the reason why we do that is because the fire, the pitta, they want control. They want perfection. They have attachments, right? And so if you start to rewrite a past event where you weren't in line with your highest self, the next time something like that comes up, you'll have practiced reacting as your highest self. You understand? Yeah, I'm seeing something else. So that's going to be the second part, which is also going to lighten our load. Okay. The third is our air, our vata. And we know like vata's big ideas and creativity and all of the things. And so we're going to pull in the creativity part of the meditation, and we're going to actually scan the body and visualize any heaviness that's left. What does it feel like? And what tool do you need to get rid of it? Do you need a jackhammer? Do you need a pick and an axe? Do you need a vacuum cleaner? Do you need to pop it with a needle, pop all the bubbles with a needle? We're going to go through that. And wherever you're feeling stuff stuck, you're going to think about it and visualize it and give it like texture and give it mass and give it whatever it needs, and then find the tool for me, I'm holding it like this because I always need a vacuum cleaner to suck everything out of my head. But whatever tool you need that's gonna pull out or pick through or drill through that stuff, we're gonna spend some time doing that. And then once we're completely clear, we're going to sit in our manifested state. We're going to sit as the person we are 2.0. And what does that look like? Are you standing on a stage in front of 500 people? Are you in a house with this amazing relationship? Like, what does this future you 2.0 look like? What is her day like? What does she do? Who does she talk to? What does she eat? We're going to go through all of that. And so that you can start to feel what it's like to be in you 2.0. And that's when people say that you can't change matter with matter. You can't do the same things because you'll perpetuate your past into your future. This is a way for you to feel what it's like to be your future self, and then your brain will do the rest. It may not know how to get there, but you've given it a task. You're like, no, this is who we are over here. And your brain's like, okay, I've got to figure that out to get over here, right? And so the more time you spend in your future 2.0 state, the more your brain will make it happen for you. That's kind of how it works.